And now we are going to be favored by our youngest ones who've been here attending Bible classes and practicing their songs, and we're looking forward to that. Thanks, guys, for your hard work and learning, too. And we thank all the brethren who have helped with the Bible classes. They had some really interesting lessons. The story of Joseph, right? And then the story of Moses. And I think other things are still awaiting them that are very interesting today. So we thank the committee who's been preparing this and the young people who have helped with the song service. They will sing for us two songs. They'll know you're Christian, we're Christian by our love, and Joy to the World. Thank you very much, guys. This has been great, and we hope that you will be back again at this convention and sing some more songs for the brethren. And when we think about this wonderful Christmas carol, Joy to the World, we just think that someone who must have known a lot about God's plan was anticipating this great time when all the nations will be able to prove his goodness and his kindness. Now we have, before we go with our second part two from with the young people from the seminar, which we're very much looking forward to, we also have a special treat from Sister Pasha and her two granddaughters, who will, three granddaughters, yeah, I can't even count. But they are having something really nice to share with us, and that is Sister Pasha has, Sebastian, I think I cannot read my own writing. What's that? What is the song? Nothing like father and son forgetting. Because he lives, this is the hymn that I think we know also. Thank you very much.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, it comforts me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.
But you will see me, because I live, you will also live.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
I command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for I will be with you. Joshua 1:9.
We appreciate your enthusiasm and the joyful songs. And that was Rachel, Amelia, and
Samantha.
Okay, thank you so much. Much appreciated. And may the Lord bless you as you continue teaching your children to sing and share the praise of the Lord with the brethren. Now we are going to be favored by three songs by the young adults. Surely the Presence, Jesus My Lord, and 10,000 Reasons. And Brother Paul will lead.
Okay, do I have any volume? So these are our young adults. Can I get them on the screen from the seminar? Do I have to push anything? No, there's a picture from the seminar that we're going to start with. We'll get that up. So Brother Tom Riggiarella was supposed to be our chairman today, but these young kids burned him out. He's down for the count. Three days and four nights with these guys. You don't have a chance. Sister Tara, by the Lord's grace, is here today. But Tara and Tom took care of these guys for the last four days. And that we had a wonderful week. There was 47 in attendance from all over the country, from Portland, California, Connecticut, Florida. They're all over. And Canada. Yes, of course, Canada. I'm going to wait because we have a little slideshow. So we want to thank especially Tara and Tom for their labors in the last week. And of course, the Chicago class. We thank the Chicago class for doing this every year. I think Brother Tom said that this year was the 50th year of these seminars. Can you imagine? So a lot of your parents went.
69-70 was the first seminar. Oh,
69? Are you sure about that, Karen?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I wasn't the first.
48's a good year, too. Karen was at the... You're that old, Karen? My goodness. We're going to try to get this up here. And through the years, they've experienced lots of brethren that have helped them. And we have a little slideshow that's going to show some special brethren. But we'll get to it. We'll be all right without it for a while. Okay, here we go. We're going to start with Surely the Presence of the Lord is in this place.
The Lord is in this place. I
This one is dedicated to Sister Linda, and of course her husband, Brother Dan. We don't know if we're going to get any slides up on here, but I'll show this to you after. And maybe this is overruled by the Lord. Okay, good. So this is called 10,000 Reasons. And I can think of 10,000 reasons why I love this man and why I love his wife. I grew up spiritually with them. I was in the same class as Brother Dan and Sister Linda when I came into the truth. They were my mentors. They were my rock. And so the young people here, who you have blessed them and you have blessed their parents. We love you, Sister Linda, and we will always love our Brother Dan. Here we go. My time has come, while still my soul will sing your praise unending.
10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name.
We thank the brethren for this wonderful tribute and for lifting our hearts in praise and for being inspired by those who have gone before us to have the energy, to have the zeal, the joy, the patience, being slow to anger, and rejoicing with love. Thank you very much, and may the Lord bless you, dear young adults who are entering the new year with these blessings that you have received from the seminar and you've shared, and I'm sure enjoyed the time together. 10,000 reasons.